Hi, and welcome back. My name is Patricia Regeer with Regeer Educational Services. If you are on my email list, you would have received an email talking about this summer's shorts, YouTube short videos, 1 minute tips. So there's a series of those. Definitely, I encourage you to subscribe. I likely might be putting up more than once a week. So you can definitely stay tuned and check out those tips for helping engaging learning experiences and facilitating online as well. But I thought I didn't want to leave you with just that. You can also check out all of our previous blogs and quick tips videos and tutorials as well. And I welcome you to comment below what types of tutorials and videos you would like me to create for the future in the fall as well. So we have the quick tips that you can participate in now. They're 1 minute videos, but I also want to leave you with a summer reading list. I've been seeing other people's blogs about that, and I thought that's such a great idea. And people have commented on the books behind me that they've taken note of those too. So I thought I would pull them off the shelf and share some of them. Now, some of these are my textbooks from a Master of Adult Education. Excellent books. All of these tabs were from each week's reading. And when I have books full of highlighting and notes, that means there were a lot of great ideas. So this one even covers assumptions about adult learning, and this is also applicable to the workplace or community learning contexts and different styles in learning, different models. So this is the one I will just stop so you can take a look at that. There's also the building the learning organization, which is really important if you're with a larger workplace and you want to facilitate a culture of learning that people are always, you know, open to learning, because really learning is ongoing. And it's not just informal context. So those bite-sized learning, just-in-time learning, the coaching opportunities when something has gone wrong, what did we learn from it, and different levels of learning too. So this is another great book that you can consider. Of course, this is very relevant for our context with bringing all of our learning online. So beyond theory, really, a lot of our tutorials are about that practical application. How does it apply to you? And so this is another book to consider. And it's, you know, learning is ongoing, especially when we are working with technology, multimedia, but techniques as well of how do we really engage the variety of learners in our audience so we can turn them into participants. This is another good one as well. So this, you know, a lot of tabs and a lot of highlighting and underlining as well. So different considerations. And again, as I said before, too, levels of learning. How do we really make an impact and make a difference? Part of making things engaging includes different activities. So I do like to have a collection of books that can give me ideas too. I have my facilitator toolbox of things that I'm pulling and adapting for the particular context or audience. So this is one I've picked up over the years, and it doesn't just have to be emotional intelligence, but really getting people thinking and working well together. So team building exercises, I go through and I consider and adapt sometimes it's just sparking ideas as well. This is another one. So a bunch of ideas for activities to have that hands-on experiential learning experience where people are also interacting with each other in a social way, even online. So some ideas might be more in the in-person context, but they can be adapted as well. This is another one I've picked up over the years. to get ideas. And then I, you know, footnote them and underline and, you know, it's really depends on the context. What is your purpose? What's the outcome that you're trying to achieve? This is another great book. And that's a great idea too. When I've got all these tabs here, if you put a tab and write down what is that activity, that makes it a lot easier too for finding as well later. And this is for the virtual training experience. And then I will put in here too a book that I've ordered. Now, I've studied quite a bit of Howard Gardner's multiple intelligences, that a lot of those principles I bring into the quiz that we have, so you can figure out what inspires your learning, as well as then we tend to facilitate in our own style. So it's great to learn about other ways people like to learn or receive information. So I have that book ordered because I realized I don't have a book about that on my shelf. I studied it quite a bit in school, and I thought I wanted to have that. So that's on order for me. This is a book that I purchased as well. It was a course that I didn't have time to take when I was picking my courses, when I was taking my Master of Adult Education. I haven't read this yet, but I am very passionate about transformational learning, about creating that context for behavior change. So it's something that I've done a lot of over the last 25 years, but this is not a book I've read yet. So this will be on my summer list. And this is a favorite book. I thought I would leave you with that. So definitely pick some, don't pick all, see what fits you. But this is one of my favorite books. It was not a typical textbook at all. It was easy reading and really inspiring. And it is about teaching and learning context, learning across context. And one of the professors as well, that I really liked. So it was just such a great book. Got and a lot of highlighting in here too, great quotes. And it does get into some adult learning theory, but the storytelling aspect, I really enjoyed that book too. So I hope this helps your summer reading if you're looking for some ideas and books as a facilitator, as a workplace trainer. You can check out some of those. I would love to hear if you liked them or what were your takeaways. And I hope that you enjoy all the videos that we have available for you. Until next time, thanks for listening, watching, reading this. And my name is Patricia Regeer with Regeer Educational Services. I hope you have some light bulb learning moments with some of these books, with your reading or whatever you're doing for learning or taking a break from learning this summer. And until next time, I hope that you are also able to continue facilitate engaging experiences so your audience turns into participants. Thanks again.